It's 11:30, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Nadia Prasad with Kirsten Perucha and Megan Harris. In the weather, it's a sunny 4 degrees outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. Two early morning stabbings have police busy looking for suspects. Retailers may finally be able to open on designated holidays. And the DVP is closed this weekend. And now for a top story. Two early morning stabbings have police busy looking for suspects. The two separate attacks happened yesterday after midnight. The first victim, a 23-year-old man, was sent to hospital for surgery after being stabbed in the back and face. The victim was walking his dog when he was attacked by two male suspects wanting cash. The incident happened south of Meadowvale Road and Shepherd Avenue East. Police say one suspect was white and the other was black. Another stabbing happened 10 minutes earlier on Queen Street East and Sherbourne Street. A 28-year-old man was attacked by a group of males while walking. The victim suffered slashes to the face, but the police don't have a motive behind the attack. Police have one man in custody, but no charges have been laid. Police are searching for the rest of the suspects in both cases. Toronto retailers are one step to being open on holidays. The Economic Development Committee voted yesterday to remove rules making it illegal for most stores to open on designated holidays. Citing changing consumer habits, the committee said Toronto residents should be allowed to shop any day of the year. The only malls that are allowed to open have had to apply for special tourist zone status. But other retailers say the only way to level the playing field on holidays is to allow all places to open, just like every other day. A final decision will be made by City Council. And Queen's Park wants to outlaw water-guzzling toilets this summer. The extravagant 13-liter toilet has been banned in the U.S. for 15 years, and critics say it's time the ban came here. Environment Minister John Gretzen said switching to a more efficient toilet flush can save a household up to 35,000 liters of clean water yearly, and are much more friendly on the wallet because less money means less hydro bills. Gretzen estimates a third of household water use is just flushing the toilets. Retailers have until next year to sell all water-wasting toilets. And the City of Toronto released a working paper on their food strategy last month. The aim is to integrate food security into city planning. Tenants at a Toronto community housing residence in Scarborough discussed their problems with food access at a community meeting on April 3rd. Observer Radio's Amanda Kwan reports.
Most residents at Gordon Ridge Place have to walk or take a bus to do their grocery shopping. But they say there aren't enough food stores close by. Resident Cindy Riley does some of her shopping at a Chinese grocery store down the street from her home. But the store doesn't carry everything she needs. A community garden at Gordon Ridge was created 3 years ago to help increase access to healthy food for tenants. Resident Emily Winter got a plot 2 years ago. She says the garden also fosters community interaction. The garden will reopen next month. Amanda Kwan, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And for all those wanting to get away for the weekend, the DVP will be closed early Saturday morning for annual spring maintenance. It will be closed in both directions from the Highway 401 to the Gardner Expressway. The city suggests using Victoria Park Avenue, Don Mills Road, Bayview Avenue, and Kingston Road instead. It closes 2 a.m. Saturday and opens in time for the morning commute at 5 a.m. Monday. And that's the latest news. Now here's Megan Harris with sports.
Thanks, Nadia, and hello, everyone. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Senators beat the Penguins 4-3 in a game that turned out to be the longest of the playoffs this year at 107 minutes 6 seconds. Matt Karkner scored at 7:06 of the third overtime, and goaltender Pascal Leclaire made 50 saves. Though Sidney Crosby had a goal and assist for the Penguins, Peter Regans scored to tie the game at 3-3 with 9:36 left in the third period. Last night's victory saved the Senators from elimination, forcing a sixth game in their Eastern Conference series to be played tomorrow night in Ottawa. The Blue Jays play tonight at Tampa Bay, starting a three-game series against the Rays. If the Rays beat the Jays tonight, it would make their sixth straight home win. The Jays won the final five of their opening six-game trip to Texas and Baltimore earlier this month, but in 2009, they lost 8-1 at Tampa Bay. Second baseman Aaron Hill returns tonight to play with the Jays after recovering from a hamstring injury. The Royal Canadian Golf Association is going for a new look. After 115 years, the organization is renaming itself Golf Canada in an effort to connect more with Canadian golfers. The organization has lost about $10 million over the last 3 years. The name change is part of a makeover plan meant to increase revenue and help the organization grow. The plan includes a new membership program that will offer casual golfers a chance to join Golf Canada. It will also provide funds for junior and amateur programs. The name change brings Golf Canada in line with other national sports organizations like Hockey Canada and Tennis Canada. Golf Canada has also launched a new website at www.golfcanada.ca to help spread the word about the changes. And in other sports news, David Beckham is reportedly still the top earner in soccer at $40 million US a year. A Forbes magazine report ranked him as the highest earning player in the world. This comes despite the fact that Beckham, 35, is nearing the end of his career. Much of his annual income comes from sponsors like Adidas, Armani, and Motorola. However, Beckham is expected to lose major sponsorship money this year, as an injury forces him to miss the World Cup. Coming in second on the Forbes list is Cristiano Ronaldo at $30 million a year. And that's it from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when Kirsten will give us the latest in entertainment.
I was raised on Cajun cooking, that New Orleans cuisine.
Ooh.
And the folks at Popeye's Chicken, well, they know just what I mean. Help me, girls.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
You'll dig the way it's fried.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
The New Orleans spice is oh so nice, a scandalicious taste bud sin. So crunchy and spicy and juicy, my Lucy, grab a piece and bite right in. Hey!
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
The best you ever tried.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Your taste buds will be tantalized. And once you savor that eye-popping flavor, you'll say this is some serious chicken.
Welcome back and hello everyone. The Larry King love triangle is now a love square. Making the threesome a foursome is Hector Panate, baseball coach for King's young boys. Panate claims King's wife Sean has been having an affair with him for over a year, and that King not only knew about it but encouraged it. Panate also claims that his relationship with Sean began as revenge for King's affair with her sister Shannon, which Panate also claims Sean knew about. The Larry King scandal continues to be scrutinized since leaked to the public last week. Jennifer Lopez is doing what she does best, falling in love, getting married, and having babies. But this time, she's doing it on the big screen. J.Lo returns to the box office today with romantic comedy, The Backup Plan. The movie is about a woman who gets pregnant by artificial insemination and shortly after meets Mr. Right. Now it's up to him on whether or not he wants to put up with Lopez's baby mama drama. The Backup Plan is Lopez's first movie since 2007. But for those of you who want to stay in tonight, you're in luck because Avatar is out on Blu-ray and DVD. The highly acclaimed movie is already breaking record sales, just like it did in theaters. The movie came out yesterday as a tribute to Earth Day. For the little of you who haven't seen it, I personally recommend it. And that's all for me. Now I'll send it back to Nadia for the wrap-up.
Thanks, Kirsten. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.